White House won't speculate if Joe Biden will cooperate with impeachment inquiry. By Wendell Hasebo on September 13, 2023. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre would not speculate Wednesday if President Joe Biden will fully cooperate with the House's impeachment inquiry. During Wednesday's press conference, a reporter asked if Joe Biden would fully cooperate with the House's inquiry into the president for abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption. "I'm certainly not going to speculate on what has been a baseless inquiry that the House Republicans can't even really defend themselves," Jean-Pierre replied. "I'm going to refer to my White House counsel on any specifics," she added. "Can you describe how President Biden reacted to the impeachment inquiry?" a second reporter questioned. "I don't have anything to share about the president's reaction to this," she replied. A third reporter asked Jean-Pierre if she was confident that no incriminating evidence would surface against Joe Biden. "What you see Republicans in Congress, right, sick. They have spent all year investigating the president. That's what they've spent all year doing and have turned up with no evidence. None," Jean-Pierre alleged. "He, Joe Biden, didn't do anything wrong," she said, recounting the establishment media's narrative. "I mean, that is what we've heard over and over again from almost a clear year-long investigation." Despite the White House's talking points, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy opened the inquiry based on four pieces of evidence. House investigators found that Joe Biden lied about his involvement in the family business. Bank records show many payments were directed to Biden family members through shell companies. An FBI informant file alleges Joe Biden was bribed by a Ukrainian energy executive. Joe Biden offered special treatment to Hunter Biden amid his Justice Department's tax probe into his son. "Watch, President Biden did lie," McCarthy announces impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden. "Taken together, these allegations paint a picture of a culture of corruption," McCarthy said. "These are allegations of abuse of power, obstruction and corruption. They warrant further investigation by the House of Representatives." The next steps in the impeachment inquiry are to obtain Hunter and James Biden's personal and business bank records, as well as conduct interviews with additional Biden associates, the House Oversight Committee signaled. "My job's to follow the money," House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, said Tuesday. "And now, with this impeachment inquiry, we have the tools necessary to hopefully get that information." The Republicans' pursuit of bank records comes after Senator Chuck Grassley, ARIA, released an FBI informant record in June that alleged Joe Biden and Hunter Biden each received $5 million from Mykola Zlochevsky, the founder of Burisma Holdings, after Joe Biden threatened to withhold aid to Ukraine until then-Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko fired a prosecutor investigating Burisma. Emails also show Hter Biden said on April 12, 2018, that he and his father were using a single bank account. Hunter Biden claimed in 2019 he was forced to give half his salary to Joe Biden and paid thousands to repair dad's home. In 2017, Joe Biden filed tax returns in which his entity, Celtic Capri Corp., listed nearly $10 million without specifying revenue line items. "Biden should disclose and every member of the press ought to hound him until he does," Senator Ron Johnson, RY, told Breitbart News. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.